Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a hadith narrated and transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This is a hadith about a very important and significant topic, especially for the followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim. And that is a topic which has become a source of disputation and dispute and argument with some of the other sects within Islam, and that is the visitation to the graves of the Imams salamullah alayhim as an act of worship and as an act in which we seek the good pleasure of Allah, as well as the bounties of this world and in the hereafter. This is a touchy topic. Before we get to that hadith, let's look at some of the hadith from the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he talks about this topic. In general, the Prophet said, "He who comes to visit me will benefit from my intercession on the day of resurrection." Now, this hadith, it's absolute and unconditional. It doesn't say, "He who visits me when I'm alive." Rather, it also includes the case of the person who visits the Prophet after he dies, when he goes and visits his grave. So let's look at some more hadiths which are more explicit in this regards, and talk about, explicitly states, the reward for a person who visits the Prophet after he dies. The Prophet was once asked by his grandson, Hassan ibn Ali, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, "O father, what is the reward of one who visits you?" To which he replied, "My son, he who visits me during my life or after my death, or visits your father, your brother, or yourself, becomes deserving of my visiting him on the day of resurrection, when I will rid him of his sins." This hadith, the Prophet more explicitly talks about the reward of visiting the Prophet at his grave after he's dead. Now let's look at the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Now this hadith is specifically about visiting the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Whoever visits Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, fully comprehending and acknowledging his right, Allah rewards him with the equivalent of 1,000 accepted obligatory pilgrimages and 1,000 accepted voluntary pilgrimages, and forgives him all his past and present sins." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, "Hussein ibn Ali was looking towards his Lord, and he was saying, 'If the visitor to my grave knew what Allah has kept in store for him, his joy would surpass his grief on my account. Verily, the one who visits him leaves his grave completely free of sins.'" Thank you for joining us here again on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at visiting the graves of the infallibles in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.